Giving a voice to regular people, real Americans, victims of a murderous government corporate crime syndicate that wishes to rape and steal and kill your kids. Shining a big bright light into the darkness where these demons dwell as they attempt to subvert this country. That is the mission of this platform. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Well, for a whole week now, the press has been treating the story of Ralph Jarl and Andrew Lester as the most important story in the entire country. In case somehow you haven't seen this story, despite it being blasted out everywhere, Jarl is a 16-year-old black teenager in Kansas City, and Lester is an 84-year-old retiree who shot him. Now, the story, according to police, is that Jarl was told to pick up his siblings at a house on 115th Terrace in Kansas City. Terrace, that's important, because what's being alleged is that by mistake, he went to a different house just a block away on 115th Street. According to reports, he rang the doorbell, possibly tried to open the door. According to early reports by Time.com, he actually made entry into the residence, which, of course, obviously made Lester, the old man, fear that he was facing a home invasion robbery, and so Lester shot him. Missouri is a stand-your-ground state, by the way. Jarl so far has survived, but remains in the hospital. So now, at worst, this is a tragic accident. And that's assuming that there isn't more to the story that hasn't come out yet. Where have we seen that before? But the press, of course, has decided that this must be the biggest story since George Floyd died of a fentanyl overdose just blocks away from our studios here in Minneapolis. They've encouraged a mob to surround Lester's home. They have fueled school walkouts by students in Kansas City. The New York Times has written four separate stories about this shooting. Hell, CNN has written more than a half a dozen on their website. And once again, as always, naturally, with zero evidence at all whatsoever, the press have decided to accuse Andrew Lester of being, guess what? Racist. Don Lemon brought Lester's repulsive grandson onto his show, where he trashed his grandfather and called him a racist. Why? Because he's a Christian who watches Fox News. Seriously, that was the explanation that he gave. By the way, important to note, this grandson called Carl Ludwig is a literal Antifa supporter who once got sued for putting up "Hail Satan" and "All cops are bastards" stickers at work. By the way, as you can see here, those phrases remain on his Twitter account. "Hail Satan, all cops are bastards." So let's be clear. Here's the truth. If you want to blame anybody for this shooting, blame BLM. Blame left-wing prosecutors. Blame the radical, communist, Democrat politicians who let shooting and mayhem run rampant in Chicago and in St. Louis and in Portland and all over this country. Because those are the people, along with a criminal lying media, who caused this shooting to happen. They are the reason that when he saw an unfamiliar young black man at his front door, Andrew Lester immediately, obviously feared that he was facing a home invasion. The past 3 years have been the most murderous in Kansas City's entire history. Last year alone, that city had 167 murders. The only year in its history that they had more was in 2020, the year of George Floyd. Left-wing fake leaders have stoked crime and violence over and over, and murder, for political ends, and now they're terrorizing an 84-year-old old man for the same reason. There is a mob picketing outside of Lester's home right now. Lester himself has been released on bail, which is obviously fair because he's at zero risk at all for fleeing or committing any extra offenses. But of course, psychopaths are demanding that he should be held without bail. And remember, these are the same people that think actual predators should be let out without a cent of bail at any time, all the time. Sheriff Mark Lamb has become famous nationwide as the sheriff of Pinal County, Arizona. He just announced that he's going to challenge Kyrsten Sinema for Arizona's Senate seat, and he joins us now. Sheriff Lamb, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Thanks for having me on, Stu. Appreciate it.
Of course. Yeah. So the media has fueled this, obviously, as a racist event with zero evidence of that at all whatsoever. Is this something that we should just get used to seeing in this country?
Yeah, I was going to be sarcastic and say, well, what? You know, the media is fueling something. Look, I, you know, there are things that are accidents. I've been this profession a long time, and sometimes things are just tragic accidents. This is tragic. My heart goes out to that kid who was at the wrong house. You know, but this, my heart goes out to him as well. He was trying to protect his property, stand his ground. You know, he felt that his life was in danger. He took some action, and now he's being persecuted. And it's an unfortunate situation that's being made worse, like you said, by the media and by a lot of pundits, when we should be trying to come to the aid of both people.
Yeah. And we should be careful about jumping to conclusions on this. I mean, the media, of course, is being completely irresponsible, the same way that they were with a cop who shot a black thug that then turned out to be a complete hoax. Years later, it came out. We have, you know, George Floyd, of course. We now have George Floyd Day. What about the little white kid who was just, you know, riding his bike and was shot by a black neighbor? They memory hole these things. What about the little girl whose basketball rolled into a black neighbor's, you know, yard and was shot and killed along with her family? I mean, they memory hole these things and they just go away. But something like this, they will put in front of the whole country to see repeatedly over and over again to fuel and stoke the division between whites and blacks. I mean, it seems that they almost want a race war. Do you agree with that?
Well, you know, there's that. I don't know all the details of it, but there's also the idea of, you know, they want to get rid of guns. They don't want people to have guns. This has been an effort by politicians and the media across this, you know, every incident that they can exploit, they do. And really, this is more about citizens losing faith in the rule of law because of our politicians, our media, the efforts to defund police, constantly paint police as the bad guys. Now you've got citizens that are feeling unprotected and feeling like they may have to take the law into their own hands. And this is kind of things you're going to see when that happens. So for me, this is more about enforcing the rule of law. Look, I'm huge on the rule of law, whether it's the protecting our borders, whether it's protecting our communities, supporting our law enforcement, supporting our federal law enforcement. We've got to do better. And that's why I've decided to run for office for the U.S. Senate here in Arizona. We need somebody that's going to stand up for the rule of law.
Yeah. I don't know about this shooting exactly. I just know that we have seen this repeated over and over again. And you mentioned guns. I think this is really important because if they can't use this particular incident to just go ahead and take guns altogether and go door to door confiscating, which is ultimately absolutely the goal, that's not hyperbolic. They are going to come for our guns. But could this be used in that state to bring back the stand your ground law immediately?
Well, I think so. I mean, obviously they're making an effort to attack the stand your ground law. You know, the inability for us to protect ourselves, which is why the Second Amendment was put in place by the founding fathers anyway, to be able to protect ourselves, our life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, to protect ourselves from government overreach. And what we're seeing is every opportunity that the politicians and the media can take to go after the Second Amendment, they do. And that's what's sad. You know, instead of encouraging people to live within the laws, which the law says he could stand his ground. I don't know all the details to this case either, and they're going to work that out through the courts. My heart goes out to both sides. One person think, you know, trying to protect himself. The other person showed up to the wrong house and is now in critical condition. So prayers and my heart goes out to both of them.
Yeah. Our federal government, obviously this growing bureaucracy, has lost sight of the fact that they're sent to Washington, D.C. to be representatives of the people. It's our show's position that this two-party constitutional republic representative government is completely fake. It's a sham. We've lost our government. It's a corporate crime syndicate running roughshod on our country right now, including these shots that they have deployed all over the place, which we have now learned with unequivocal evidence, you can't argue against it, are a weapon of biowarfare. They contain something called a pegylated lipid nanoparticle. Our network released a documentary called Died Suddenly, which made these white fibrous clots famous. And so we need lawmen to run around and actually look into investigating the victims who have been attacked by our government by the deployment of this bioweapon. Have you looked into any of this? Have there been any reports from constituents in your county that they have been assaulted with this weapon?
You know, I haven't had any constituents come to me. I have had some other groups come to me. We've looked into it. We're still in the process of that. But I haven't had any individuals personally come to me. No.
We got to have a sheriff that's going to go out and seize these bioweapons. I mean, kids are dying all over the place. And the great thing about being a sheriff, as you know, it doesn't take an attorney general. It doesn't take a governor. It doesn't take a surgeon general to direct you. You're where the buck stops. So obviously, if you feel that there's a weapon in your county that's being used to assault your constituents, you could go out there and seize them. We hope that you'll look into actually doing that. Tell us what's been going on at the border and how you're handling the crisis at the border there.
Well, it's a mess, no. And now they're talking about removing Title 42. We expect it to probably get worse. We're seeing every day humans being trafficked into this country, being smuggled into the slavery here in America. We're seeing people's the cartels taking advantage of those people. We're seeing fentanyl and at unprecedented and alarming rates coming into this country that are killing our American that are taking American lives, poisoning them every day. It's something that we fight against every day. The federal government's overwhelmed. The Border Patrol's overwhelmed, but they have no support from Washington, D.C. The politicians in Washington, D.C., this administration fails to recognize the issue and do anything about it. They want to continue to play word games and dance around the crisis that it is. And meanwhile, American lives are being lost to the fentanyl poisoning. So that's one of the things I intend on attacking as a U.S. senator, is securing our border and keeping American families safe from the fentanyl poisonings. And look, right now, we need people to come out, support us. Please go to sheriffflamforsenate.com. If you've got a few bucks extra, please donate, contribute to our campaign. Unfortunately, to get into a position to where you can affect change, it takes a little bit of money to run those campaigns. So please go check us out, sheriffflamforsenate.com.
It sure does take money. And Kyrsten Sinema is going to use the entire bureaucracy and all of these special interest groups and all of these lobbyists and all of these big donor money cash, you know, big corporate globalist conglomerate cash to try to prevent you from winning. So, yes, give the website again one more time. Is it sheriffflamforsenate.com?
Sheriff. Yes, sir. Sheriffflamforsenate.com, sheriffflamforsenate.com. And thank you, Stu, for having me on. You've addressed a lot of important issues. And as a sheriff, I do. Anybody who comes to me, I always I listen. I go after those things that are concerns to the citizens. Obviously, here in Arizona, the border being one of the top concerns. And so we're fighting every day against it.
You would be a hero for the entire world if you would get out there and seize these bioweapons. Go have your deputies go into these clinics and into these pharmacies and seize these things as evidence and examine the contents of those vials and then arrest and charge anybody who was involved with the deployment of these bioweapons that are killing so many people. We've been reporting on this for a long time. It makes me sick to watch these kids out here dying suddenly. And you know what? You're a lawman, and you've proven that you're not going to be beholden to the military-industrial complex, to the media-industrial complex, to the growing bureaucracy of our fake federal government. You have stood your ground, and we appreciate that. So we're behind you. SheriffLamForSenate.com. Again, SheriffLamForSenate.com. If you've got a few extra bucks, obviously, Sheriff Lamb doesn't want you going broke to donate, but we all do understand that it takes money to run an effective campaign. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. God bless you.
Thank you, Stu. God bless.
The boosters are killing millions.
Shut up, vaccine sensitivity.
A vaccine holocaust has begun.
We are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business.
The vaccinated have chronic COVID.
Hey, folks, guess you heard. This morning I tested positive for COVID, but I've been double vaccinated, double boosted.
They're drowning in bioweapons sludge, and gay people are taking doggy style to the extreme. But a generation of patriots are standing back and standing by. Christopher Key is leading the revolution.
Good morning.
Temple. That's why they're poisonous with the water, the food, the supplements.
Confronting corrupt corporations through peaceful protest and righteous resistance. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on pure blood survival and products to keep your loved ones safe. Vaccine-police.com.
So there's a super secret bailout happening right now that we need to warn you about. It's looking like 2008 all over again. Banks are collapsing. Everybody knows that. At the same time, executives are taking fat bonuses. And the White House is running to their rescue while regular people are struggling, can't pay their bills, can't fill their tank with gas. And then suddenly Biden has the nerve to bail out wealthy Americans again. Guess who's paying for that? You are. You don't need to play their game anymore. Opt out of that system and move your cash into gold and silver before it's too late. Call my good friends at Gold Co. 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. When you call that number, you'll learn three simple steps that you can take right now to protect yourself with gold and silver. Mention Stu Peters. Get up to $10,000 in free silver with your qualified account. Call Gold Co. today, 855-706-GOLD.
Branch Covidians have turned our cities into super shedder capitals. The jabbed have become self-spreading bioweapons, threatening the purebloods.
He pulled this clot out, but as he pulled it out, it became something that was the extent of the person's entire leg. It was almost like a wax, you know, mold of something.
The clot shot is ending careers, detonating bombs in the brains of pilots.
Dozens, maybe north of 100 commercial airline pilots have died within just a few days of being vaccinated. Dead.
But don't despair. There's an answer to protect you and your kids from the chimerically engineered symptoms. Forget the forever boosters. Fortify your immune system today with the Z-Stack from Dr. Zev Zelenko. One pill formula, taken twice a day. Everything you need to fight back against bioweapons, RSV, and influenza B. ZStackProtocol.com. Stock up now. Be prepared. Stand ready. ZStackProtocol.com.
Welcome back. All right, so it was bad enough just a couple of weeks back when Budweiser, Anheuser-Busch, did this Bud Light ad campaign with TikTok tranny freak show Dylan Mulvaney. But somehow, so-called conservatives have managed to make the whole thing worse and completely humiliating for ourselves. For a few seconds, conservatives were actually talking about boycotting Bud Light, for real. Actually doing it. And that would be a nice start. You see, the left actually does successful boycotts fairly often. If the right could do the same, we might be able to have a whole lot more power in the culture. But you know why we don't? We don't because we give up on our boycotts right away, almost every single time. Just a few days into the Budweiser backlash, Donald Trump Jr. comes out and says, you know, we should stop being so mean to Bud because, you know, they've donated a whole lot of money to my dad's campaigns. You know what the correct answer is? So what? They made a tranny freak show into their mascot. But you know what? Just that's how easy it is to co-opt the GOP and these fake and feckless, bloodthirsty, money-hungry leaders. Just give them a few bucks and they'll let you do whatever you want to, even if it means grooming children to rape and mutilate them. Deanna Lorraine is just as pissed off about all of this as I am, and she joins us now to discuss this in further detail. Deanna?
Thanks, Stu. The whole situation fires me up, okay? First of all, the fact that they even put out this ad with this tranny pretending to be a 12-year-old prepubescent girl and actually mocking real women and mocking beer lovers. I mean, the whole thing was a big mockery and a slap in our face. That's outrageous enough. Then we have Donnie Trump Jr. pathetically simping for Anheuser-Busch and Buzz Budweiser. He was simping for them, and it was so embarrassing and cringe and pathetic. If you watch that video, he says, well, you know, we need to stop being mean to them. Anheuser-Busch is a real solid Americana company, and I think we've hit them enough where it hurts. Now it's time to backpedal on that. And they give a lot. I looked into it. They give a lot to Republicans. They donate to us, so we need to stop that. And by the way, they're not that woke. You know, it's just one person in the company, and they're less woke than all the other companies out there. Are you kidding me? This was a clearly rehearsed, scripted speech. He was clearly bought off by Anheuser-Busch and paid for to recite this clearly scripted speech, which is all the more disgusting. Why are you selling us out for money, for profit? Why are you selling us out and our values out for tranny, anti-God values and Marxist values that they're shoving down our throat every which way? Why aren't you the ringleader of this boycott, Trump? Instead, you're saying we need to end this boycott because it's hurting too much and you're not getting paid enough from it. Are you kidding me? That should have alarm bells ringing off for so many people. And the plot thickens also. I don't know if you know this, but it turns out the CEO of Budweiser, who they wheeled out the other day to finally make another recited, clearly rehearsed apology speech, which wasn't even an apology. But it turns out that he's worked for the CIA for many years. He's literally a CIA operative. And it turns out Anheuser-Busch is a partner of the World Economic Forum. Yes, they're a partner of the World Economic Forum. And on Brendan Whitworth, the CEO's LinkedIn page, which he's since scrubbed, but on his page, he is touting posts of Anheuser-Busch pushing the bioweapon, pushing and supporting the jab, pushing and supporting the World Economic Forum's sustainable development goals, and pushing this transgender ideology. So obviously we know that Donnie Trump Jr. knows this, if we can easily find out this information. So this is clearly them selling out. And they think we're so stupid that just because they put Donald Trump Jr. up there to say, guys, end the boycott, this is a great American company, everyone's going to all of a sudden follow suit because we're just sheep that follow whatever the Trumps say. But what do you think? Do you think most Trump supporters are that stupid? Do you think that we'll just follow whatever the Trumps say because all of a sudden Donnie Trump Jr. says it? Or because
I'm very concerned with the state of idolatry happening in this country. That is what concerns me the most here. There is absolutely 100% the sin of idolatry being committed in this country right now as it pertains to Donald Trump. And that is just the truth. 100%. The first commandment, thou shalt have no other gods before me. This is happening. People are willing to put God aside. God hates homosexuality, the sin. He hates sodomy. He blew up two whole cities over this. But yet somehow we're supposed to now normalize this because Trump is the president that embraced the LGBTQ plus IA community more than any other former president. We're supposed to just accept sodomy in this country. I mean, literally, I could put a video of Marjorie Taylor Greene having oral sex with a horse on the internet. I could put a video of Rick Grenell having sex with an underage boy on the internet if that were to happen and we had the videos. I'm not saying that it has, but I could do that and people would find a way to defend Marjorie Taylor Greene and Rick Grenell because of their proximity to Donald Trump. This is just the case. Donald Trump, factually, is probably the world's number one vaccine salesman for a shot that we have now proven to be a deadly kill shot. A weapon of biowarfare that was developed, the gain-of-function research sequences were developed right here in our own country, Fort Detrick, University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, Ralph Barrick, and then offshored ostensibly to Ukraine in one of the dozens of Pentagon-operated, CIA-overseen bioweapons labs that the taxpayer here is paying for. We're funding our own demise. And meanwhile, we have the Trump family out here saying, you know what, forget about what Bud did with this tranny freak show. By the way, just what, days or weeks after one of these freak shows went into a school and blew away three innocent children, and now we're supposed to say, hey, that's okay, go buy a Busch Light. Go buy an Anheuser-Busch product. Why? Because one of the Trumps said that it's okay. Our nation is being judged by God right now for this sin of idolatry. And this will be the fall of an empire, the overtaking of a superpower. If we allow this to continue, we deserve everything that is coming to us. Those are my thoughts on it. And I'm tired of seeing it. I'm fearful for what may happen to this country as a result of people looking the other way when the degeneracy is happening right out in front of us. By the way, a lot of people might not know, Kimberly Guilfoyle offered lap dances to the person that donated the most to the Trump campaign. These people are degenerates. I mean, the list goes on and on and on, but those are the facts. I don't care who doesn't like me for saying it. These people are degenerates, and America, a big portion of it, is practicing in idolatry over Trump, looking the other way, while ultimate sins are killing and taking and raping and molesting our children. 30 seconds. Final words, Deanna.
Amen, Stu. I couldn't have said it better. I mean, they're so willing to look the other way. And it really fires me up because the evidence is right there before us. How can we support anyone who supports the WEF and they know they do? How can we support anyone who's willing to throw our values under the bus for tranny values, for anti-God Marxist values? Anyone who supports that needs to not be supported by us and stop looking the other way. Stop being blind to it. The only one we should be idolizing is God. We shouldn't be idolizing Trump. I don't care how great he seems. He's not perfect. And things like this showcase that. Yeah. Seriously.
And when you go to CPAC and you see, you know, Lady MAGA there, or at Mar-a-Lago, these parties being held and Trump's walking in and the first hand that he shakes is that of Bruce Jenner. I mean,
right.
He's making decisions in this based on political points rather than on Christian values, which is how this nation was founded. And I cannot, I will not get behind any man that doesn't call out this bioweapon injection, because I believe that that's the number one threat facing humanity. But aside from that, all of these other things that are going on in Trump world right now are extremely concerning. The most concerning is the blind worship and following and idolatry that is being happening, that's happening right now. That's being committed, because that's a sin. Number one commandment, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Deanna Lorraine, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Stu. I appreciate it.
Taxation is theft, especially when your money is used to fund evil.
Wear a mask. Get boosted.
Corona hoax. Mass deception. America controlled by fear. Good news. There's another way. You can stop paying for the crimes and cover-up today through Freedom Law School.
The best thing you can do, according to the IRS's own official auditors, is to stop filing and paying income taxes.
Based on the government's official websites, there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. See the proof for yourself on freedomlawschool.org. Don't wait to drain the DC swamp. Start your journey to freedom from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. Starve out the problem. Weaponize your earnings. Defund the swamp and fund the truth and freedom movement today. Go to livefreenow.org and restore the freedom we all miss.
Preparing for an imminent food crisis is just good advice. Obviously, there are supply chain disruptions manufactured intentionally. Obviously, the food source has been contaminated and poisoned. So having the food for the imminent upcoming famine is probably very important. Heavensharvest.com, that's where they come in. Go to heavensharvest.com. You can get real food, not just fake rice and beans and flour and nasty garbage. Actual real food that tastes good with all of the appropriate protein. There's a $100 bucket over there right now. You get big discounts, by the way, if you use the code StuPeters10 when you check out. 10% off plus free shipping at heavensharvest.com. Oh, and also, yes, this is something that you need to think about. Being self-sufficient. Heirloom seeds also available at heavensharvest.com. So now you can grow and harvest the same things that your great-grandparents did. Live off the land. Be self-sufficient. Heirloom seeds and buckets of food available right now. Go to heavensharvest.com. Again, heavensharvest.com.
One of Dr. Zelenko's last innovations was Z-Flu, and it's finally here. This flu season could be one of the worst in decades, and pharmacies are running out of ways to fight it. Instead of relying on them, arm yourself with Z-Flu. Z-Flu uses high-quality elderberry paired with vitamin C, D, and zinc to keep your immune system at its strongest. Trust the name that kept you safe during the plandemic and protect yourself this flu season. Buy Z-Flu today at ZStackProtocol.com.
Welcome back. So as we have oftentimes said, we will continue to use this program to give a voice to the voiceless, the people who are ignored and ridiculed and sometimes even murdered by the powers that be in this corrupt and decaying country. Last year, Becky Casper's father, Jerry, was brought into a hospital and diagnosed with COVID-19, whatever that is. Well, thanks to that diagnosis, he was placed onto the remdesivir death protocol that this platform has exposed and reported on ad nauseum. Over the next 48 days, he lost more than 30 pounds of body weight, which, if you're in a hospital and not moving, basically requires receiving no nutrition at all. This reminds us of the story of Scott Quiner. Well, according to Becky, doctors tried to impose a do not resuscitate on her father without consent and pumped him full of organ-killing drugs, reminding us of Grace Shera, which did so much damage that even once the family pulled him out of the hospital to receive home care, it was just too late. He had to be brought back into the ER where he died almost immediately. Becky and her daughter, Rachel, join us now. Thank you both so much for joining us. We're so sorry for what happened to your dad.
Thank you. Thank you, Stu.
Tell us about your dad. I mean, tell us about this story.
It's a long one. We'll summarize it for today's time crunch. My dad was still working full-time in a factory at 76 to support his wife. We live on the northwest side of Chicago. It's a great little niche type of area, and dad was real kind of famous for traveling around with some of his car club things. Dad was in pretty good health for his age, and we knew at least the hype on not going to the hospital if all any of us, you know, were to receive, get COVID. But unfortunately, on December 29th of 21, that didn't occur. His oxygen went to 82, and the clinic we were at right around the corner from us, without a blink, wanted to scurry him off to our local Amita Resurrection Hospital. I sent my daughter. In lieu of me, I had to work to really be his advocate to see.
Yeah, so I'll touch up on a few things. Yeah. It was very difficult, I'd say. So we're trying to kind of gather things. It has been some time, but you know, the things that they have said to us and what they did over this time period was very, very hard to come to terms with. So it started with him going to a checkup follow-up appointment. He actually tested positive for COVID on December 21st, and he was just sent home with a, you know, piece of paper, like, just rest, drink some tea, rest, simple. Didn't say to take anything, didn't give him anything. So we had him home. We were giving him some vitamins. We were doing what we can. He had progressed a little quickly, and so he had went back to that Midwest clinic to kind of get some answers or see what was going on. I'd followed him there to that appointment, and he had walked in the back. They wouldn't let me go back there. I waited in the lobby area. Within 5 minutes, they called me back there, and they said, we are sending him in an ambulance right now. And I had asked if I could drive him to a preferred hospital or anything, and they were like, no, his oxygen's way too low. We're not letting you take him. He's going in this ambulance right now. He had actually driven himself to that doctor's appointment. So for him to have to leave his car there and now go, like, there's this huge, you know, health concern for him.
So he drove himself to the clinic, but yet 5 minutes later, it wasn't even okay for his granddaughter to give him a ride. His condition deteriorated that fast, according to the clinic. They needed to put him into an ambulance, which of course costs all kinds of money, and send him to a hospital that we have featured on this program before that killed another Chicago native who used to stand on a bridge and wave flags for freedom. They brought him to the hospital, and then what happened?
It was just the start of a very long and long process. They set him in a wheelchair with an oxygen tank, kind of cornered him because he was said to be COVID positive, put him in a room, made him wear a mask over his oxygen mask. The kind of guy my grandpa was he was a comedian. He was always taking pictures of things. We have a picture on his cell phone of him, you know,
doing great.
Yeah, hanging out in this closed off area. He was there for 12 hours before anybody had really come back and told him what was going on. During that time, I had waited in the emergency room as long as I could before they threw me out. And when they threw me out, I stood by the window, which was right where his room was. So I was there just kind of, again, just trying to see what's going on. What are they doing? It was almost like, as soon as I had left, a couple hours later, that's when they brought him back and started having him sign a bunch of paperwork that we didn't know about until he was in the ICU.
What was part of this paperwork that they were having him sign in secret after they separated him from his family?
Allegedly, he had signed his own DNR, which this is something that was never discussed, something that he would not do. This is...
this sounds like a man who wanted to live life and was living life to the fullest. I mean, this doesn't sound like a man who says, yep, just let me die after driving myself to my own appointment and walking in under my own horsepower. So, of course, naturally, again, they separate the murder victims from their family because they want to do this deed without witnesses. The entire test, as we have now learned, for this COVID-19 weapon of biowarfare that, by the way, we also now have learned was engineered and chimerically engineered and gain of function right here, not in Wuhan, China, but right here at Fort Detrick in our country, along with the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, by a guy called Ralph Barrick. He's a criminal and he should face a military tribunal, Nuremberg too. And if he's found guilty, he should be executed. And then they put him on remdesivir, which we've covered on this program, which is an organ-eating, nasty, nasty, toxic poison. And they knew this, along with the cocktails of sedatives that they gave him, just like they gave the Down syndrome young girl, Grace Shira in Wisconsin, whose father is fighting back. This is murder. This is murder for money. That hospital that you took your father to saw dollar signs. They saw potentially over $100,000, upwards of $300,000 to follow an NIH protocol to have a COVID-positive patient, then admit him to the hospital, then give him sedatives, then give him remdesivir, then put him on a ventilator, and then pronounce him dead with COVID. That, all those things combined, total around $300,000 for that hospital. This is killing for cash. And the story that you are telling is repeated millions and millions of times over again.
You had said something which really kind of hit home, as you said that they are separating you from their families, isolating you. And that is exactly what happened. The first day he was scared, but he was hopeful. He said, you know, I'm sitting in a chair here. I'm waiting for them to come. It was less than 48 hours later of him telling us that, you know, keep the faith. I think I'm going to be okay. We're getting phone calls, messages to him, texting, saying, I lived a good life. Take care, each and every one of you. Calling, help, they're killing me. We don't know what happened in that amount of time between him saying, you know what, keep the faith, I'm going to be okay, to help get me out of here, they're killing me.
He knew. He knew they were killing him. They probably said it out loud. They probably told him he was going to die. We've reported on a story at Mayo Clinic where general surgeon Mark Sawyer said that he, on Facebook, publicly posted that he fantasizes about rhythmically kicking the unvaccinated in the genitalia and holding their hands and whispering in the ear, I can't wait for you to die. These are doctors that are saying this to our family members in hospitals, like your father, like your grandfather. They probably told him that he was going to die, and he knew that they were going to kill him. I hope that you sue the hell out of these people. They did this protocol without your consent. I mean, this is murder.
My grandmother ended up going into the same hospital. I think it was about 8 days later after he went in.
New Year's Eve.
Oh, it was New Year's Eve. So it was, you know, just a few days later after him. I had gone through the same process. I was able to kind of stay for a little while in the emergency room with her. She stayed for 8 days. She is a miracle. Was able to go into the hospital, get these drugs, and come out. And
but we don't think she had the same concoction as my dad.
Was your dad he vaccinated? You can tell me to F off if you don't want me to know that, but he wasn't. See, that is very telling, because this is the treatment that is given to people who have avoided being injected with this weapon of biowarfare. That was the directive. Kill these people and then give treatment to those who have received this thing to prolong their lives until they just die of some super cancer or antibody-dependent enhancement or whatever syndrome they come down with after receiving the injectable version of the weapon of biowarfare. I mean, the things that we have uncovered after investigating and digging into this, I mean, they're doing this right in the wide open now at this point, and they're criminals. We need to bring them to justice. I've got about 2 minutes left here. I'd like to give you guys the final words.
We plan on taking more proactive action. We have the list of the doctors, starting with the primary care physician.
What is the name of the primary care physician, by the way, that did this to your dad?
Dr. Andrew Scholars.
And what is the name of the hospital again?
It's Amita Resurrection Medical Center, now transferring over the name to Ascension.
Originally was Resurrection on Telcott.
Ascension, our viewers will know, is the same hospital system that Mr. Shara is suing on behalf of his daughter, Grace, who was killed in the same way that your father was. They hated her because of her Down syndrome and her Christianity, of course, and her unvaccinated status.
And we're Christian Catholics, and my dad couldn't even get a cross in the room. I take my dad in my heart everywhere I go. We're not going to stop fighting for him. He was worth more than $1 million. Hearing his pictures everywhere. This is also some documentation, hundreds of pictures of the care, the negligence in his photos, as well as the good times. And like I said, it was at least $500,000 right here, billing $500,000 to kill him.
And insurance companies are going to collapse, and they're going to continue to pay these things out to these hospitals. These doctors are whores for the pharmaceutical industrial complex that are coming up with concoctions to keep us just sick enough so that we become either dead or lifetime subscribers to this $1 trillion racket. We're going to keep you in our prayers. Very happy to hear that you and your father had faith. We have faith that he's obviously eternally in paradise in heaven at this point with God. So we will continue to use this program to give a voice to the voiceless. We saw your story on Twitter. Thank you for tagging me. The pictures were horrific. I immediately texted my executive producer, Lauren Witzke, and said, we need to get these people on. That is our mission here. We're going to expose these people because Fox won't do it. CNN won't do it. These people are criminals. they too will be held accountable. Nuremberg 2 is coming. Thank you both for being here. God bless you. We're going to keep you in our prayers. And if there's anything that our family can do, do you guys have a Give, Send, Go or anything to help you with a legal battle or with these medical bills that you're now facing?
Not yet, but I like that platform. I would probably tend to go in that one versus the GoFundMe just because it's...
When you have one, let me know. We will again repost your story along with the link, and our family here, Stu Crew, will... They're an active audience. Also, we're going to put the contact information for this doctor, this fake doctor, this poison-pushing murderer, on our website at stupeters.com as well as below the live broadcast. We would ask that our audience let these people know exactly how they feel about the way that they treated multiple people during this attack on us as our government waged war, openly declared war against Americans here. Thank you both so much. God bless you.
Thanks so much, too.
For healthcare you can trust, go to heroicdoctors.com and connect with the trusted and unbiased doctors of the Wellness Company. This is the future of medical care. Access to top-flight healthcare from anywhere by visiting heroicdoctors.com and the Wellness Company. You get uncensored content, virtual appointments with trusted medical professionals, doctors who aren't scared to follow protocols that keep you healthy, a real pharmacy that will fill your prescriptions, exclusive treatment packages, vaccine exemption letters, world-class supplements, healthcare products, and so much more. The last few years have proven just how broken our healthcare system is. Access to real medicine shouldn't be dictated by who you know or where you live. Break the power of Big Pharma and keep you and your family safe. Go to heroicdoctors.com and join today.
Do you love carbs as much as we do? If so, check this out. We found this really cool science trick that helps you to eat all of the carbs without gaining all of the weight. We're not kidding. It works for pasta and pizza and sandwiches and potatoes. I'm starting to get hungry. We actually learned about this trick from a doctor, but it's very easy. He called it the ultimate fat cheat, so we thought we would spread the word. Go to thehealthyfat.com/stew. Again, thehealthyfat.com/stew. P.S. If you're curious as to how it works, there's a full scientific explanation. It's pretty fascinating. Go to thehealthyfat.com/stew. So more than a third of Americans live in places with unhealthy levels of air pollution. That's according to our fake government, an annual report from the American Lung Association. And who are we kidding? I mean, obviously, it's worse. Lord knows that our government and our nonprofits lie all of the time for the sake of whatever their chosen narrative is. Our government said that the air in East Palestine was just fine 2 days after a giant chemical burn. Who knows what they're not telling us? So the only way to respond to that uncertainty is to take your health and well-being into your own hands. And you can do that in part by having your own air filters and purifiers so that you don't have to take the government's word that your air is clean. Mike Dillon is the creator of the Triad Air Purification System, which is filterless. And you can learn more about that by visiting the website filtersuck.com. Again, that's filtersuck.com. And Mike joins us now. Mike Dillon, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Absolutely, Stu. We love being here. We love your audience. How are you doing today?
Great and vindicated, actually. They always call us crazy. I'm old enough to remember being called crazy for talking about chemtrails. This is on my Twitter from this morning. A Ginger Z, some meteorologist, tweeted this, quote, "When I went to college for meteorology, cloud seeding was inefficient and expensive. That's not the case today. 42 projects in 10 states with hundreds of ground-based cloud seeders sending silver iodide into the storms to make them snow more than they naturally would. More on GMA Tuesday." And there she is pointing at the plane with the cloud seeders in it. These are chemtrails. What else are they putting in these things? I mean, these people are liars, complete liars. Let's talk about all of the ways that they're poisoning us in the air right now, which is coming into your home unless you have one of these air purifiers.
Absolutely. And what's fantastic is our photocatalytic oxidation cell that's inside of here, it is able to remove even the smallest nanoparticles. You're talking about quantum dots. You're talking about shedded particles, heavy metals. When you go out and you see the CIA guy a couple of weeks ago that was saying, "Oh, well, the only thing that we would ever be putting inside of the dust particles is just to reflect the sun. This is all for the sake of humanity." And I'm thinking, well, same types of stuff they're spraying on the crops that's going down with 45 miles, just like when they told the farmers that the Roundup that they were spraying was safe. Just don't go into the fields for 3 days after we spray it. And the guys are wearing hazmat suits. And I'm thinking, what are the farmers' lungs looking like 20 years after breathing this absolute garbage in? If you believe the three-letter alphabet suit game, then you have been drinking the Kool-Aid.
These people actually aerosolized a weapon of biowarfare called COVID-19, labeled it a contagious respiratory virus. These people released a deadly bioweapon injection that they called a safe and effective vaccine, which we now know with 100% certainty, according to Pfizer's own words, is a self-spreading contagious bioweapon. The shedding thing is real. How does your air purifier handle that?
Well, first of all, the shedding particles was brought, I think, to mainstream media by you're one of the only people that was even touching shedding. Now it's one of the number one reasons why we're selling products. So anything that's shedded has a positive charge. Anything that's floating around in the breathable airspace, we're breathing that in, whether it's a biological substance, a virus, a bacteria, or a shedded material. So plain and simple, obviously the whole home protection, which is our V3 system, that's up to 3,000 square feet, filterless. We'll do upstairs, downstairs. But the one that you see me wearing here, this is our shield. The shield is a portable version. It's battery operated. You clip it to your neck. The second that our technology is activated, what we're doing is we're releasing the millions of positive ions per cubic centimeter per second out of our shield. You can actually see the particles that are inside of this box dropping down to the ground as a biologically inert substance. Whether you're using the shield at a grocery store, at a gym, at a ball game, the same exact technology we're using inside of our small plug-in. This is our mini. This is the mini IQ. Great for 250 square feet. Great for travel. Great for offices. My second favorite is going to be the Go. That little Go unit, you could take this with you for a large area if you're at a restaurant. I joked around about it during the pandemic. I said, you know, you go to Boosterville, California, you're going out to a restaurant with five or six of your friends. Not everybody's got the shield wearing. So you could plug this in the middle. It's battery operated. It's got a 4-hour battery backup. This is your number one line of defense, not only against shedding, but mold, pollen, bacteria, anything that the government can throw at you. This is your first line of defense because, guys, 11,000 liters of air we breathe every single day. If you're not doing something to proactively protect your air, then you are going to get sick. You are going to have whatever they're throwing at you, it will be inside of your home.
They're putting this stuff in the air. The CIA just admitted this the other day. They're putting it in the air. I know, and I'm not going to expose the name of this pilot, but I know a commercial airline pilot who said, hey, Stu, I heard you talking about chemtrails. I know that people are all over you calling you a crazy conspiracy theorist. It's absolutely 1,000% true. The military is doing this. They are doing this. It's not like your United or American Airlines flight, the Delta plane that's flying over you. That's not who's doing this. I mean, they do have contrails because of the moisture in the air, but that is not what these chemtrails are. We're talking about the perfectly crisscross patterns that you see when you see the fake clouds in the sky. I took a picture actually the other day. Somebody sent me a picture. Hey, rejoice. Guess what? Real clouds in the sky today for a change. These are being done by unmanned or maybe manned piloted aircraft from the military. They're perfectly crisscrossed all over the country. You can see them very heavily in certain areas. It's affecting the weather and it's poisoning you. These people are keeping you just sick enough that you have to be perpetual, customers of the pharmaceutical industrial complex. They are killing us. It's going the people who decide that they want to grow their own gardens, Mike. Because they don't want the stuff that's been sprayed with all of the nonsense bullshit. Guess what? Even if you have your own garden outside of your house, these people are spraying your stuff. And so you then have to obviously take extra precautions. I don't know if you can wash this stuff off or not, but certainly in your home, this stuff is seeping in through your HVAC system. It's being pushed out through your registers, your heat registers in the winter. Your air conditioning unit is sitting outside during the summer here in my area or in your area in Florida all the time. Your air conditioners are running year round. This stuff is being put into your home. Your kids are crawling around in your home or walking around in your home, playing in your home. This stuff is settling down on your dishes and everywhere else. You have to have one of these home triad air systems. And then, of course, the Go, obviously. Give it to your kids to give to their teachers as gifts. Tell them it'll keep them safe from the next variant.
Well, let me tell you what, Stu. We're actually excited. We've never been able to do this before, and rightfully so. I think it's the perfect time of the year after the monstrosity that a lot of people did yesterday by unconstitutionally having to give away hundreds of billions of dollars that they worked so hard for. We're not even going to talk about that day. You guys go to filtersuck.com, purchase the large machine for your home, the V3. You must use the coupon code STU. In the note section, put that you would like your free 3 gifts. You heard that, 3. You guys buy the large machine, we're going to give you guys the Go. We're going to give you guys the plug-in mini, and we're going to give you the world-famous Shield. All 3 of those, absolutely free, guys. This is Filter Suck giving back to the STU crew and the STU community. Yeah. We love you guys. You guys have supported us during the entire pandemic. This is the way that we give back, because we're not funded by Big Pharma. We're not funded by Big Oil. We're not funded by Big Tech.
That's right.
And we like to give when you guys give to us. Buy the V3, protect your entire home, never change a filter. We're going to give you all 3 of the smaller products absolutely free with the purchase of the V3, guys.
That's awesome. Mike, Dylan, thank you so much. And thank you for your generosity to the STU crew. You know, we have talked so many times about this actual program not taking one dime from any globalist corporations, no big conglomerates, not one dime from Big Pharma. We advertise with people like Mike Dillon. We have family-owned businesses, businesses that actually have products that help to keep people safe and help to keep people healthy. The Triad Air System, which I use in my home, the one that I wear on myself, the one that I take with me, the one that I give to my friends and family, is the one that you will find at filtersuck.com. Again, go to filtersuck.com and use promo code STU to get those free gifts, 3 of them. We'll be back in 60 seconds. Go nowhere.
I'm gifted life. I'm here now. I can't control what, but I'll resolve how. Captain of my ship. When the wind's no show, I can't control the wind. So hands and kick and...
When all of this COVID tyranny began, one man saw early on what would happen if people didn't stand up for their God-given rights. Supporter and sponsor of this show, Christopher Key, took the school boards to demand that our kids be unmasked and free. He's leading the charge to take America back. He confronts corrupt corporations and fraud pharmacists through peaceful protests, providing supplements like IGF-1 and his pain and energy chips, and mobilizing activism to take down tyranny. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on upcoming activism and products to keep your loved ones safe. That's vaccine-police.com. Again, vaccine-police.com. We have a television program, and we can't tell you that we have a cure for anything. What we can tell you is that if you have a child who has a diagnosis of ADHD, and you're considering or you are currently administering ADHD medications, for example, Adderall or Ritalin or methylphenidate, if you are concerned about the potential long-term devastating effects from these neurotoxins that you're introducing to your child's brain, that it would be a really, 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 really good idea. We strongly recommend that you try CBD. All natural CBD derived from hemp, which comes from God's earth. Nobody can question the explosion in the popularity of CBD and its usage for a whole lot of things, including joint pain and muscle pain, ligament pain, relaxation, migraine, headaches, allergies, people with Parkinson's, ADHD. We would say that there's a large group of people who are finding extremely positive results by using CBD for their children to protect them from fake doctors who push poison down their throats. My CBD company is Curable. That's spelled K-U-R-I-B-L. Curable, K-U-R-I-B-L. It's a family-owned business based right here in my home state of Minnesota. I know one of the directors of Curable. I happen to coach baseball with him. And all of the hemp is sourced from my home state right here in Minnesota. Plus, you get 20% off site-wide when you use the promo code STU at curable.com. So go there. Remember, we can't say that this is a cure for legal reasons. If you have a child with ADHD, try Curable, K-U-R-I-B-L.com for 20% off. Use promo code STU when you go to curable.com. You know, I've been doing a lot of thinking and a lot of praying lately. And I have no idea what is in store for our future. for our world, for our nation, for this platform. For me personally, I have no idea what's in store for us because none of us do. None of us know God's plan. None of us know God's timing. But if I didn't think that we were making a difference, if I didn't think that we were changing the entire narrative, if I didn't think that we could be victorious, I would not be here fighting. And so what I do know is that we need now more than ever to be obedient in our callings. No matter how uncomfortable it might be, no matter how persecuted you may become, no matter how dangerous it may be in the natural, remember, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Take it to the cross. We are living in extraordinary times. And we are seeing supernatural intervention everywhere. You just have to look. Those are my final thoughts for today. Please make sure to visit CortezWM.com to book your personal appointment with Carlos Cortez. He's the independent fiduciary who can help you to build a custom investment portfolio that is in alignment with your faith and your values and your morals, unlike these heavily advertised big banks and financial firms that are obviously controlled by Wall Street, who is controlled by Joe Biden, who is sold out to the CCP. You can also call Carlos Cortez in the office anytime, 813-448-3446. Again, 813-448-3446. Out of time for today, which means for this week. So until Monday, same time, same place. God bless.
Look at me, take a picture, it'll last longer. The mirror on the wall say I'm getting stronger. And yo, the mirror don't lie. And yo, the mirror don't lie. Look at me, take a picture, it'll last longer. The mirror on the wall say I'm getting stronger. Ayo, the mirror don't lie. If you want the truth, don't close your eyes. We got our back against the wall, we gotta fight back. I need a theme song, this the right track. I ain't got no cape or no superpowers. Just confidence and self-esteem, the world is ours. I believed in me when nobody didn't. This ain't no freestyle, just some facts that's written. Come on, let's hear it for the boy. He bringing pain at the same time, joy. I bob and weave through the crowd so untouchable. At first they hate, then they loving you.